Scott Laughlin, Kevin Bessler, joined in the studio now by Dr. Terry Knoll. He's Associate Director of the George R. and Martha Means Center for Entrepreneurial Studies at Illinois State University. He's got a book. It's called The Empty Nest Egg, Why You Must Start Your Own Business Now. Available at Amazon.com. Do you have your brackets filled out yet, Doc?
No, I'm embarrassed to admit on the air. I don't follow that.
I only do it because it's peer pressure for people at work.
And the excitement of curling is still a little with me. I've got to calm down after that.
That gets the blood. That's gets the heart rate going.
Isn't that exciting? I like that.
You know, me and the boys, me and my old buddies, we enjoy a shuffleboard. You know, the table shuffleboard?
Shuffleboard? You're practicing for retirement?
Well, are we doing that? Yeah, well, most of them are retired.
Yeah.
So we're all having a good time, and I asked the question last week, why don't we get excited about curling? Because it's basically shuffleboard.
Yeah, it's a similar game, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Summer Olympic Games. Tableboard shuffleboard, or table shuffleboard is an Olympic sport.
Table shuffleboard. I didn't know there was a table version of that.
You've never seen table shuffleboard?
I've never heard
it
called that.
What do you do
Thursday? They called it a different name. That was the long sawdust-covered board. Yeah. I hadn't heard it called shuffleboard.
Well, maybe not. I just want to differentiate. I'm not playing the shuffleboard they all play down in Florida when Bessler goes down there.
Right, yeah.
With the stick and the... That's for old people.
Oh, yeah.
This is for...
I think you've just been called old. I'm not sure, but...
All right. You know, Kevin, we're going to talk entrepreneurship, and one of these days, that's going to just roll off the tongue here. Just checking out the book. Creative types. Entrepreneurs, creative types. Well, you have to be a little creative. Can you...
Yeah.
Must you be creative?
Well, cautiously I would say yes, in the sense that by definition entrepreneurship is creating something new. Some people say it's really creating a new organization of some kind. And to do that, there's a certain element of creativity. It's new and all of that. The problem is that sometimes people equate creativity with being entrepreneurial. And not just any idea is valuable. So if you have an idea that you think of as creative, it also must be something that's perceived to be valuable by potential customers. So sometimes people come up with wacky ideas without thinking them through very much, and they think they'll be successful, and that's not the case.
So maybe you just discouraged me from getting into entrepreneurship because I don't feel like I'm very creative. Is that something that you can get better at?
Yeah, sometimes I work with groups and I give workshops on creativity and innovation. And I also do this in classes. And I'll ask the group before we get started, how many of you consider yourselves highly creative people? And probably 5-10% of people in the room will raise their hands. So many of us don't perceive ourselves as being very creative. And one reason is we have this stereotype of the creative person being the Einstein who comes up with a new theory of how the universe works. And there are many stories about his approach to that problem, which were creative. Or maybe someone who composes music, or someone who dances, something in the stereotypically creative domain. But really, creativity kind of flows through all aspects of our lives. And so we can be creative in little ways, and we can learn to do that. I encourage people, for instance, in workshops, to find little things during the day that you've done, like routines that you've done, that you really haven't thought about in a while, and ask yourself, is this the best way to go about doing this particular thing, and try changing it? And just by those little acts, we realize that each of us is probably a lot more creative than we think.
I've been stuck with remedial tasks, and I'm thinking, there's got to be a better way. I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. One story I tell in workshops is I had the first house I bought. At the time, I owned one of those K9 Blazers. Remember those old Chevy Blazers that were these really big tank-like vehicles? And my then wife had a smaller car, and she had to get kids in and out of the car. So I tried to keep as much room as I could for her, and would pull my blazer into the garage as close as I could to the left side. Now, for 3 years, I kid you not, 3 years, there was a pile of shingles. This was in Wichita, Kansas, where the wind always blows. There was a pile of shingles right there where I had to worm my way around the back bumper to get in my truck. Now, 3 years, one morning I walked out and said, no, you are an idiot. So I backed the blazer out, and it took all of, what, 5 to 7 minutes to move these shingles to a different place in the garage.
Were they just like pallets, like a square?
Yeah, wrapped they were up square, but they were big sheets of shingles.
Yeah.
So maybe
they weigh a ton.
Four feet by 2 feet or
yeah.
something like that.
And they weigh like a...
Oh, they weigh a lot. So I had to move them a few at a time.
So you walked around those?
I walked around 3 years. Not 3 days. Not 3 hours. 3 years I did that. And I said, Noel, you teach this stuff. What are you doing?
Wow.
And so creativity is largely just taking a look at the things we do. And this is what entrepreneurs do really well. They ask, is this the best way or the only way to go about doing this?
So is newness then what determines whether a business idea is going to be successful or not?
Yeah. If you ask a group of inventors, yeah. Because I've worked with inventors over the years, and sometimes they form these groups, and largely these groups, now I don't want to mischaracterize all of them, but many of them is sitting around and explaining why they will never share their secret with anybody else. And I've heard all kinds of ideas over the years, and they think I've invented something, quote, new, so I'm going to be the next billionaire. But the problem is, number one, they don't know for sure that it's new because they've never really done their homework to make sure. And the second thing is maybe it's new, but there's a perfectly good reason nobody's done it. Nobody wants it. And so newness alone is not the secret to entrepreneurial success.
So what is the secret, wise man?
The secret of entrepreneurial success, if I could give people that, I would own my own private island right now.
All right, so go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but there are some things that we can do that will make you, that will give you a better chance of being a successful entrepreneur.
Let's go back to creativity.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be creative in a Or would you creative in a boring and mundane industry?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, a lot of times the problem with boring and mundane things, things that have been around a while or businesses that are characterized by a lot of routine, those things can a lot of times are ripe for creativity because, you know, it's a stultifying environment. You kind of get pounded into routines. But along comes somebody who says, well, we don't have to do it this particular way. In fact, there was back probably in the 80s and on into the 90s, there was some research about how we design jobs and how well people are motivated to do that. And they found that there were certain aspects of jobs that really made people unmotivated. And one of them was this kind of boring routine that they did. So I remember visiting one business in which it was really putting together these kind of ink toner cartridges for back then typewriters and the early kinds of printers. Well, that was a pretty boring routine. People would have to sit around a table and basically assemble these parts as they came by. It's basically an assembly line. But somebody came in and said, well, you know, one reason people are so miserable here is they did the same thing all day long. So they redesigned the work area where you could rotate through these jobs and do some other things. And so even in those most routine-type businesses, there's places here and there where you can bring in some creativity to make the place better.
Reminds me a story. My brother, working in college, said he had a job, a boring, mundane job at a manufacturing plant where things came down an assembly line. He grabbed it and punched two holes. Bam, bam, yep. Slide mm-hmm. it down. Bam, bam, slide it down. And then once in a while, they'd switch things up where you'd have to go, bam, 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 slide it down. That was exciting.
That was exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Slow down there, right?
Oh, baby. All right. So what's the difference between creativity and innovation?
Well, usually we think of innovation as marketable creativity. So creativity might be something as simple as the three of us sitting around and drawing some things that were unique, and that we could characterize as creativity. The chances of somebody wanting to buy what we had just drawn, unless you two are better artists than I am, would probably be pretty low. So innovation is creativity that's aimed for the specific purpose of selling things better or more of them. So it's kind of in an economic context that we see creativity.
All right, Dr. Terry Knoll, good talking to you as always. Name of the book is Empty Nest Egg, Why You Must Start Your Own Business Now, available everywhere books are. Everywhere books are sold?
Well, Amazon.com. Actually, this one online primarily, but you can order a paperback version online if you like.
All right, good seeing you. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks.